are, I would imagine, able to relax today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of relaxing with this boot on my leg.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear you say that. Hopefully, you had a...
But,
was it a stress fracture? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it's a stress fracture. Yeah. So it's about... I don't know how many weeks it is now. I can't keep up. You know, with that and the snow, it's like, okay, what day of the week is it? Except I know it's Saturday because I'm less talking to you.
Yes, but that's a good way of... being able to keep track of things. Somebody who is on our staff calls that an anchor day or an anchor activity when you know this is going to happen all the time, every day on a, you know, a particular week. It kind of anchors things. But well done.
Yes. Your show definitely anchors my week.
It does mine, too, and I'm grateful for that. Ricky took another call a minute ago. Holly got the correct answer. And Decibel also got the correct answer in Oakland and Ohio, respectively. So a charge to you. Thank you for being with us. I hope you're soon going to feel better.
Thank you so much.
Take care. And congratulations. If you knew. That we were looking for Victor Herbert. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana. WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org /radio, where you will find our player plus links to tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our unique listen by phone number at 631-359-8728. I think I'd like this to be my walking into the room music, you know? The official Saturday Light Brigade execution guide for today, we mean execution in the positive sense of the word, says that only about a minute of this was supposed to play, but it's pretty hard to let it go, isn't it? Especially on a cold winter day. So big finish. Bet you didn't know there was an official Saturday Light Brigade guidebook and handbook. I didn't either until I guess I did know. John Williams is conducting the Boston Pops with Victor Herbert's Babes in Toyland. Big Finish. Now, the guidebook says that we were to do this. Leon Redbone here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for joining us. If it's your first time, you have found a public radio tradition from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You're quite welcome to be here. Joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to 2026 6x6 and art show of community made pieces limited to a 6x6 inch canvas. The 20 26 6x6 art show opens Friday, February 6th at Assemble, located at 4828 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth. More information on the 2026 6x6 art show is available at assemble.org/6x6. Youth Media Center is open again with a wide variety of programs. You can learn more about them at ymc.slbradio.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for today's brigade charade. We have to use our words because we alone have figured out a way to filter out images that would otherwise accompany the transmissions we are sending you now, at least. This medium was first to be able to do that. The clue is cheerful. We're looking for three syllable word. The clue is cheerful. Syllable one, easy to pick up. Syllable two, suit. Syllable three, dancing or turner. Dancing or turner. Put those three syllables together and you should be able to come up with a word that answers the clue. Cheerful. I almost gave you the answer there. A word that answers the clue, cheerful. Three syllables, and again, they are easy to pick up. Suit. And dancing or turner. Any ideas?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Claudia Schmidt now with the song for the season at the Saturday Light Brigade.
You see them shudder, the ones who complain that this colorless season just drives them insane. It's brittle and it's brutal and it goes on too long. But you never will dance if you can't hear the song. Then I'm working on a winter love. Working on my heart on fire. My will. all around me I will dwell in this place while I'm warming to a winter love. Warming to a winter love, so quiet and waiting with all that it knows. My winter love gathers and grows. My winter love knows what it knows. I'll go where my winter love goes.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is Laurie Lewis, backed by Daryl Anger and the American Fiddle Ensemble. She does a great job with that. Claudia Schmidt and the mournful Winter Love from the album It Looks Fine from Here. How are you coming up with this morning's brigade? Charade puzzle. Did you get it? Remember, the idea is to sound out the word. Although this one almost is perfect. I think there's one extra letter. The clue is cheerful. And the first syllable is easy to pick up. Easy to pick up. It's also our middle name. The second syllable is suit. or it could be the third or the fourth or the first, but it's usually only one possibility of four. And then the third syllable, Danson or Turner, put them all together, you should get a word that has the definition. Meets the definition of cheerful. Holly, good morning. We're happy to have you here. She got the correct answer. And some additional correct answers. Rich in Freeport. Kathy and Jack had a guess of optimistic, not optimistic. Tom and McCandless got it. Fran and Ross, well done. I think this one was a little hard. Susie got it with 3 exclamation points after her answer. That usually means I know that I think I got it right. Or I got it after a lot of hard work. Larry in Elwood City got it. Yes, the second syllable was kind of tricky. Barb and Oakmont got it, so did John and Economy Borough and Mike and Mars. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia got it. And John and Addie in Easter just wrote with the correct answer. Last call, and then I'm going to reveal the correct answer. I'm checking Facebook now to see that Susan has the correct answer. And I see that Jess solved our history-riddle, and that Mike and Sam played along with our pop quiz from early this morning. Well, let's see how you did. We gave you the clue. Cheerful, syllable one. Easy to pick up. If it's easy to pick up, it's not heavy, it's light. The second syllable, suit, that was tricky. We were looking for heart. That's one of the 4 suits. You could have a heart, a spade, a club, or a diamond. So light, heart, and then dancing or Turner, each of those is a Ted, so you get light heart Ted or light hearted. Well done if you came up with the correct answer, even if you didn't text or email or call. Why don't we have you give yourself a Saturday Light Brigade charge if you came up with light hearted? Here's Steve Katz.
Sometimes in winter, I gaze into the streets, walk through snow and city sleet behind your room. Sometimes in winter, forgotten memories. Remember you behind the trees with leaves that cry. By the window once I waited for you. laughing slightly, you would run. Trees alone would shield us in the meadow, making love in the evening sun. Now you're gone, girl, and the lampposts call your name. I can hear them in a spring of frozen rain. Now you're gone, girl, and the times slow down till dawn. It's a cold room, and the walls ask where you've gone. In winter, I love you when the good times seem like memories in the spring that never came. Sometimes in winter, I wish the empty streets filled with laughter from your tears to ease my pain.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Steve Katz of Blood, Sweat, and Tears live in our studios May 21st, 2016. And sometimes in winter. And we focused so much on the snow as of late, we've almost forgotten that this is about to happen.
They hate me in the garden. They hate me in the yard. The life of a groundhog is awfully darn hard. Oh, they set out traps, they throw their rocks, they swerve at me with cars. But on the second day of February, suddenly, I'm a star. I'm Groundhog Day. I dress up in high style. Step out of my winter home, the crowd goes wild. Photographers are snapping, the networks all are there. They want to know the answer, like I really care. If I see my shadow lying on the ground, that means that spring is coming. No, it's the other way around. It's if I see my shadow, I go back in my hole. It's six more weeks of winter, it's all in my control. Yes, I'm Groundhog Day, the whole world is mine. They want to know the answer, will it snow or will it shine? Kings and queens and presidents all gather round my home. They ask me how I do it, but I'll never tell a soul. I never can remember, I just can't keep it straight. As far as I'm concerned, they can all just sit and wait. While I control the seasons, I control the sun, I control the snowstorms, I rule everyone. Yeah, I'm a fool for these guys. Tomorrow's just another day. I'll go back to hibernating in that boring groundhog way. Smelling like a groundhog, dreaming groundhog dreams. Even worldwide fame is much more fragile than it seems. Oh!
Saturday Light Brigade with John McCutcheon. Richard on the north side also knew our brigade charade. So did Cappy. It's High Nesta. Listening with Jack. I assume you're both up. broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio.
The fox went out on a chilling night. He prayed for the moon to give him light for many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, a town, oh, a town, oh, many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Well, he ran till he came to the farmer's pen where the ducks and the geese that kept their eggs. He said, a couple of years I'm gonna grease my gin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you are gonna grease my gin before I leave this town. Oh. By the neck, they threw a duck across his back and he didn't mind. Quack and quack and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh, he didn't mind. The quack and quack and the legs all dangling down, oh. The old gray woman jumped out of bed. Out of the window she popped her head crying, Johnny, Johnny, the great goose is gone, the fox is on. Down, oh, down, oh, down, oh, down, oh, Johnny, Johnny, the great goose is gone and the fox is on the town. They cut up the goose with a fork and a knife, and they never had such a supper in their life. And the little boy's chewing on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little boy's chewing on the bones.
Now the roads are icy. That's the Hot Club of Edmonton. I guess they're used to driving in the snow here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And their tune called The Fox. Good morning to Jim in Crafton Heights, checking in on Facebook. This recording is from an extraordinary Pittsburgh musician, Bryce Rabideau, great mandolin player, and all around a good guy. Part of Buffalo Rose, Turkey Foot, and also the University of Pittsburgh Bluegrass Band that he leads as a faculty member there. And they'll be joining us a little little bit later this year. By the way, today we were to have the May Day marching band with us, but due to several illnesses and the weather, we've had to reschedule them. But Adam Fitz will be with us just after 11 o'clock Eastern.
Prime Stage Theater joins you in supporting the Saturday Life Brigade. Prime Stage Theater's production of Freedom House, Giving Life a Second Chance, shares the story of the first EME unit in the Hill District. Freedom House takes place at New Hazlett Theater in Pittsburgh's North Side from January 23rd through February 1st as part of its 29th season. More details are available at primestage.com.
First, to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
That time of the Saturday Light Brigade where I ask my wife of nearly 38 years, I audited our marriage just now. Can you, have you audited the haiku? Okay, the correct number of syllables. Phew, you should have seen the intense look I got with the number of years. I got it. So it's time for today's haiku. 17 syllables leading you to one answer that I hope you'll be able to come up with. Made in Lancaster or Lancaster, depending on what part of the country you're from, or state for that matter. Made in Lancaster, this rope-like substance often comes in red or black. Once again, made in Lancaster, this rope-like substance often comes in red or black. Do you think you know the answer to our high clue?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
When the snow is cloaked in the valley, wind is howling at the ground, tumbling dreams across the flatland. There's a train that's westward bound.
crazy out of chimneys, all the firewood stacked and ready on this old year's shortest day. Travel safely, watch the bridges, railroad crossings, clear of trouble. This love for you. Racing further into shadows as the quiet fills the night. Way beyond the farthest distance, there's a train that shines its light. Shines its light through bitter darkness, cutting into sleet and drift. Someone's locking up the station, headed home. The blizzard's coming at the ending of his shift. Travel safely, watch the bridges.
Close my eyes.
the Saturday Light Brigade with Valerie Smith. And a tune called Winter Dream. And Winter Vigil by Anna Hills before that. Our last call to solve our haiku. Made in Lancaster. This rope-like substance often comes in red or black. Share your answer at 412-200-5975. Russ came up with the correct answer. And also knew some of the history underlying the correct answer. Carrie came up with the correct answer as well. Russ in North Carolina, Carrie in Oil City. Richard on the north side got it. And he got it precisely. We would accept the generic name. There's also a brand name associated with the answer. Rich in Freeport got it by the brand name. Jim in Crafton Heights has the answer, as does Addie by way of John in East Deer. Larry in Elwood City got it, also by brand. And Kathy in Tionesta has the correct answer. And Susie has the correct answer as well. And so, does Tom in McCandless after Tom Dustable is going to join us. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm warm, I'm here, the car started. Can't ask for much more.
Right.
The other day, I worked from home a lot this week because I really needed to concentrate on a few things, and a radio station is not a good place to be. It's a very attractive plaything for me if I'm not careful to do lots of other things than what I need to focus on sometimes. But I wanted to go in and do some things, so, you know, got all ready to go, did all those getting ready to go to work things, and went out, turned the key in the car, and got nothing. it just wouldn't start. Fortunately, a good neighbor with one of those. And the car next to it, our truck already had a dead battery that I was going to get to, but didn't get to quickly enough. So we were kind of stranded for a little bit. But all is better now.
I got the answer. I guess it was licorice. But I didn't know they made it in Lancaster.
Yes, it's depending on your point of view, Lancaster or Lancaster. Made by a company originally known as Young and Smiley. Russ knew this. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania. In 1968, they changed their name to Y&S Candies. And then they're now part of the Hershey Company. Hershey bought them in 1977. But they still make Twizzlers in Lancaster, PA. And I think they have a plant in Memphis, Tennessee as well.
I always think of the licorice I bought was like a rectangular thing. And you kind of pull off a piece at a time.
Oh, my dad loved those. Those were like maybe an inch by half an inch, and they were layered. And
right, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what those were called. They often had those non-pareil sugar. Ricky, do you remember those? Licorice cubes. I forgot all about those. And deconstructing them was almost as much fun as eating them.
Well, you know, the flavoring of licorice, I think it comes from the anise seed, if that's how you pronounce it. A-N-I-S-E?
Yes, that. And there's a plant with a licorice root. Although, except for old-fashioned black licorice made from the root, most is either anise or, when it comes in other colors, like the red Twizzlers, is strawberry-flavored.
Yeah.
Even though we call it licorice.
Because when I lived in California, there's plants out there, you know, walk along the hillside, and they have little seeds, and they smell just like licorice. And I figured out they were anise seeds, or I forget the name of the plant. If the plant has the same name, I'm not sure. But then one time, somebody took me to this restaurant, and you know how they have that peppermint, little peppermint things you can take to... Well, instead they had a bowl full of anise seeds that I guess you grab a little bit and put it in your mouth, and that would give you a nice after flavor, I guess, to your meal.
Oh, yes. I've seen those. And I think anise is considered good for digestion. I don't know why. Why that's in my head. Somebody could verify that. I'm not sure.
But another, I have a what I call an accidental avocado plant growing in my house, and it's really big now. I mean, I'm not going to get any avocados, but when the leaves kind of die at the bottom and they kind of dry up, if you take the leaf and you crunch it up, it smells just like licorice.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder, this accidental avocado plant, first thing I think of is somebody snuck in your house and just put an avocado plant in there.
Well, no, what happened was I take my scraps like banana peels and orange peels and all that kind of stuff, and I dig a hole in my garden and I dump it in, and then I put the dirt on top. And one time I noticed this plant growing, and I thought, I've never seen that before. So I dug it out, and it was from my avocado seed. So then I took it in the house and, you know, put it in the pot and put it in front of my front window. And now it's probably at least 3 or 4 feet tall and spread out.
Wow. That's amazing that happens. I think
people said they actually plant the seed and they do get an avocado. In other words, they do it on purpose, and kind of like some other things you can plant. I guess when you were a kid, you planted, sweet potatoes or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Water or something like that.
Here's, I found, I think this is right. All sorts is A-L-L-S-O-R-T-S, all one word. Appears to be the generic name for these artistic licorice cubes. When I Googled that term, I got a whole bunch of them, unless that's a brand name.
Yeah.
But they're quite pretty. I forgot all about those. We used to get those at the movie theater all the time. And now I'm thinking Good and Plenty kind of had a licorice taste as well.
I think, yeah, they probably had the candy on top of the licorice.
Yeah, sort of the M&M meets the licorice. Well, thanks, Tom. We're going to get to Dust Bowl here before the top of the hour. Hello, Dust Bowl. You got it, too.
I almost fell asleep.
Oh, no. Only because it's so early on a Saturday. Yeah, you've been on hold for a little bit. Well, you knew, did you know they were made here in Pennsylvania?
No, I didn't. But I'll pass another fact along. Hershey bought them. But the funny thing is, I would go down to Hershey every year to the antique car show in October, And when I first went down there, when you walked around the grounds, which is right beside the chocolate factory, it smelled like brownies baking.
Oh.
And then I noticed after a while, a couple years later, it didn't smell that way anymore.
Huh.
Apparently, they make the chocolate somewhere else, and I heard it was Mexico.
They might. I mean, the milk chocolate in Pennsylvania was the original attraction for Milton Hershey, but I know there's a lot of cocoa in Mexico, too. So the longest ever Twizzler, which is the brand name of what they make there, they actually made a long Twizzler, and it ended up in the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you want to take a guess at how long this thing was?
30 foot, I'm going to guess.
I would have guessed something like that, too. 1,200 feet. It set the Guinness World Record book. I don't know how you would manage something that long. And according to the people at Twizzler, it actually, can this be right? It was taller than the Empire State Building. I guess I could see that, actually, given how tall a floor is. They made it July 19th, 1998, and it still holds the record. What do you do with that once you're done with it? It's a lot of licorice.
You could set it out to parties and stuff like that, you know, and chop it up. But, yeah.
Make a lariat out of it.
Yeah. I got a battery story from Clarion when I was going to college. The car I was driving when I was up in college was a 70 Monte Carlo, and they had plowing regulations during the wintertime. You weren't allowed to park on the street. So I had to go park a half a block away behind my landlord's family's barn, actually, in town. And about one night, a very cold night like this, you know, I got a phone call from my landlord who lived downstairs. He says, "Hey, Jack, you got to go tend to your car. The horn's blowing."
Oh, no.
I know why I did it, because I had a split in my steering wheel. Steering wheels are plastic on the outside, but there's a metal rod in the middle. And the horn buttons were down inside the wheel there. And apparently I flexed it enough to contact the horn buttons, and it woke up the whole neighborhood, to tell you the truth.
Oh. It's like, apparently the secret word is horn. That causes your dog to bark.
Yeah, I guess I'm talking too loud in the house, and Tigger's over there in the bedroom over there yet. And,
it's good to hear from Tigger.
I had to call my dad up and say, "Hey, Dad, I need help over here." I said, I